Here's the news. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Wednesday that all Indonesian goods imported into the United States will now be subject to a 19% tariff following his direct talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. Indonesia will pay the United States a 19% tariff on all goods they export to us, U.S. Trump wrote on the Truth social media. The U.S. and the new tariff marks a reduction from the initial 32% rate Trump had announced in April, suggesting that Indonesia's effort to renegotiate the terms were at least partially successful. The Floriculture Indonesia International Expo 2025 is set to become a world-class event showcasing Indonesia's tropical floriculture on the global stage. Siti Bibah Indrajati, head of the Floriculture Division at the Ministry of Agriculture, described that the Floriculture Indonesia International as a concrete example of how the horticulture industry can grow from the grassroots level by involving communities and touching multiple aspects of daily life. That's the news.
Satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Kata kiri setelah beribu debat panjang. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini belum terima. Bohongkah tangismu sore itu di pelukku? Nyatanya pergi ku pun tak lagi mengganggumu. Sudah ada kabar
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai for us is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Listeners, kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Sekali, tetapi bagiku seakan-akan tak berarti. Karena yang aku yakini, suatu saat pasti akan berhenti. Nantikanlah, nanti pasti. Saatnya tiba, awan gelap akan berganti dengan seketika. Karena yang aku yakini, mentari kan datang hadir mengganti. Bawa kado sebusuk pelangi. Silih ganti selalu menghadirkan pesona, membawa kabar menghibur hatiku. Terima kasih kepada
saatnya tiba. Awan gelap akan berganti dengan seketika. Karena yang aku yakini, mentari akan datang hadir mengganti. Bawa kado sebusuk pelangi. Warna-warna indah silih ganti, selalu menghadirkan pesona. Membawa kabar menghibur hatiku. Terima kasih kepada Allah, irama lagunya yang menawan. Membuat hati ini terhibur lembut dan senang.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics, "The rotan has broken the ends of the two bakudapa," or "When the rotten has broken, the two tips of the rotten must meet," means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening!
Rotan, rotan, sudah putus, sudah putus ujung dua. Dua baku dapai. Rotan, rotan, sudah putus, sudah putus ujung dua. Dua baku dapai. Rotan, rotan, sudah putus, sudah putus ujung dua.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu, tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat, kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Tertawakan harapan semua impian. Dalam terapkah kau bawa senyuman harapan impian dalam kehidupan.
Semua cerita tak harus berakhir kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat, kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Semua impian, dalam terapkah kau bawa senyuman harapan, impian dalam kehidupan.
Gonna leave you. We're all supposed to love you from a distance, like it's nothing, like it's instant. And you say, let's just see where this goes. And I don't know how or why, you seem just fine. Cause I'm having a grasp that you're somehow not mine anymore. It's so cruel how things are only almost like they were. You're alarmingly disarming. Yeah, we've got 48 hours left before I fly back to my death. While you stay just fine and feel alive south of the Mason-Dixon line, where everyone closes shop at nine, where you can somehow finally find what you were desperately looking for. Funny how you thought that was gonna be New York, with chalkboard walls and slitted floors. Oh, we could've had that and so much more. Ask your new lover what it's like to be given a real fighting chance before you wish your good riddance. Did anything ever really count, or was that just a 2-year practice round? Feeling stupid, you're forbidden. They say, yeah, we were something. Too bad we were children. Ooh, I don't know where to go. And I don't know how or why, you seem just fine. Cause I'm looking at you and God knows you're not mine anymore. It's so cruel how things will never be the way they were.
Listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo rhythm. Enjoy.
Openuang amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi, adorak sonidokon jumulohami marsattabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotan, namalo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi, asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baed damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Listener, Karol Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Oh, 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 oh
style gendang telu? Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng-keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as a idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguak. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugung. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow sarune needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, penganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from East Kalimantan entitled Leleng Uyau Along. Leleng Uyau Along is a traditional song from Dayak Kenyah tribe, one of indigenous tribes of East Kalimantan. The song tells the story of an orphan who tries to entertain himself. The orphan invites his friends to dance and sing together by performing a circle. Well, listener, here is the song Leleng Uyau Along by Uyau Morris. Happy listening!
Leleng Uyau Along. to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, with me Ahmad Faisal, and we are still accompanying you, listener, up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, this is the time for me to share you our another wise word, and it has something to do with our quote of the day. The quote of the day is now from Sukarno. He said, "Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew." Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for future and opportunities. And listener, thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. And you can also enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, and inspirational news. And even here, we would also like to say thank you very much for your time to listen to our program, and hopefully, if you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice Indonesia, just update it here and upload the RRI Digital. And you want to know about the news from Voice Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia, just look at rri.co.id.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with matched red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry fist as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Ali Kasim. Happy listening!